Chimdinma Kingsley Emerawa, a grade 12 student at Marymount Academy, enjoys being involved in her community. This summer she volunteered more than 100 hours, and helped at every festival hosted in Sudbury. She is involved in volunteering at her church and within school, and is most passionate about supporting Better Beginnings Better Futures and its work. Better Beginnings Better Future helps children who do not have the same starting point as others. It is not surprising that challenges in the family and difficult conditions in the neighborhood, not to mention lack of optimal government policies, can cause setbacks in child development and well-being. As a result, many young people, especially those in disadvantaged communities, are in need of support along the way. Better Beginnings Better Future programs work to combine the basic ingredients needed to provide such supports. Kingsley Emerawa helps create packages for people that are given out by this organization. She feels called to give back to the community, she said, as her family were supported by the community when they arrived from Nigeria 5 years ago. She said she also wants to be a good role model for her 6 siblings. Last year, Kingsley Emerawa discovered a love for photography, and takes pictures during school events for the Marymount Yearbook. In the future, she hopes to study psychology and family law. Kingsley Emerawa has volunteered for Northern Lights Festival Boreal, Culture Matrix, Black Arts Festival, Up Here Festival, and the Afro Heritage Association, AHA, of Sudbury, where she is currently doing her co-op placement. The Afro Heritage Association is an organization that plays a pivotal role in the community by sharing the Afro-Canadian culture and heritage, Kingsley Emerawa said. The AHA promotes understanding, cooperation and cultural exchange between Afro-Canadians and other members of our multicultural community. When asked what inspires her, Kingsley Emerawa is quick to credit her community and her parents. My parents have always been helpful and supportive with who I am becoming, she said. They have immersed themselves into whatever activities I choose to be a part of, and encouraged me to give it my best. I have always felt the need to give back to my community, school and society. My inspiration comes from my mom, who never fails to remind me how gifted and blessed I am, and the importance of giving back. A quote from her father provides further encouragement. I am also inspired by my father who once told me, with leadership comes service, service to humanity, service to nature, service to the things that we love, and I am ready to be a leader serving people. However, my ultimate inspiration comes from God, whom I believe has made me the gift that continues giving. When asked what she takes away from volunteering, Kingsley Emerawa said, I feel content and fulfilled whenever I volunteer, knowing that I made the conscious decision to be the change, to become part of something great that gladdens my heart. She feels at home in Sudbury, and looks to give back. The city of Sudbury has folks filled with the kindest of hearts and merriest spirits. Volunteering feels so natural and right. This is an intangible reward so innate to me that it aligns intrinsically with the causes that I am passionate about. Like most people her age, Kingsley Emerawa is unsure what her future might hold, but has concrete plans. I intend to study social sciences for a postgraduate degree, after which I will hopefully study law in the prestigious University of Ottawa, and maybe someday open my own law firm. But creativity still beats strong within her. I also plan to keep telling stories and performing on local stages, be it poetry or photography. Chimdinma Kingsley Emerawa's words of inspiration. Humanity is beautiful. Its existence is made of cosmic love, and together we are an apotheosis of every time we have loved without condition. Be proud to be a part of this divine constellation. James Stewart is a writer in North Bay. Inspire is made possible by our community leaders program.